Hi, how you doing? This is Tom, and I'm going to talk on the Big Bear Rant. It's a new podcast. I just started it, and I think it's going to be pretty intriguing. We're going to have some discussions to talk about. First of all, just to give you a little brief background, I'm in New Jersey, and, you know, better known as the Garden State for those who live here. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, it's nobody comes here for vacations. Let's put it that way. All right, we have a tendency to go other places, but nobody comes to New Jersey for a vacation. If you look at the roads around here in New Jersey, with all of the rubbish and stuff on the side of the road, it's appalling that this state is. It's as dirty as it is, and there's really no reason for it. We got enough goddamn prisoners here that could be cleaning the roads rather than lifting weights and watching TV in the prisons. You know, so as far as I'm concerned, get them on the side of the road and let them start cleaning up the roads and driving. Oh my God. I don't know if you've ever been to New Jersey and tried driving around here. You know, when it rains, you know, it's like snow to these people. It's a real joke. It's a real joke. You know, as soon as the first raindrops falls, you can get ready for stop and go traffic because they don't know what the fuck they're doing over here. They can't drive at all. Now in the we're in the month of November. And today was pretty nice as far as weather, but let's be honest. You know, snow is right around the corner, and this should be very interesting. Considering the son of a bitches can't drive in rain weather, I can tell you it's unbelievable when it starts snowing around here. And stop and go traffic. I mean, sometimes I work in the city, and you come out of the city, it could take you like 2.5 hours just to get home with the jackasses. You know, God forbid if there's a cop on the side of the road or something with all the rubbernecking going on. It's a real joke. Let me tell you. The Christmas season, as you know, is among us, and my wife and I went to the mall today, and it's the same crap. It's the same crap every year. You know, they walk to the mall, stop in front of you, don't know which way they want to go. It's the same as when they're driving. The son of a bitches don't know whether to make a left or a right, and they're just stopping right in front of you. You know, just stopping the traffic in the mall. They stop it on the highway, and now they decide to stop it in the malls too. You know, it's unbelievable. You know the thoroughfare. You know, keep the traffic moving. You know, if you want to go into a store, make a right, left, whatever. Go in the goddamn store. You know, standing up there like a fucking idiot. Okay, just make a right, left. Go into the store. All right, please. Just go into the store. That's why I'm going shopping now, because I can't handle the son of a bitches when it comes around Christmas time. You know, and God forbid if there's a sale going on. Oh, forget about it. You know, I don't have to tell you. If there's a sale going on, forget about it with these people. All right, they'll mow you over, okay? Children aren't even safe, for Christ's sakes. You know, it's a joke. It's a joke. So what else is new with me? Trying to get a new job. It's really unbelievable what's out there. I went and tried to look for a government job, and I went through the interview process twice, and let me tell you, it's unbelievable with these people what you have to deal with, you know, with the government people trying to do an interview. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing I want to do is get out a gun sometimes because they're so stupid, you know, and just shoot them on the goddamn head, okay? I mean, what is the problem? Ask me questions, okay, that are relevant to the position that I'm looking for, all right? They ask you a question like, can you make a decision? What do they expect an interviewee to say? No, I can't make a decision? I mean, that's stupid. You know, yeah, I can make a goddamn decision. You know, I mean, I made a decision to come in here for this stupid interview. So the whole thing is, I don't know if anybody's ever gone in an interviewing lately, but, you know, I wish they'd asked me some questions regarding the type of work I'm looking for rather than if I have a driver's license. Is it a valid driver's license? You know, I mean, what do they care? They're not giving me a company car anyways. What the hell? You know, I mean, sometimes, you know, they just want to make you start to scream. You know, I mean, to me, it's just a complete joke with these people. So I don't know. I don't know. Like I say, it's, you know, I'll get through this interview process. But lately it's been very, it's like mental cruelty to myself, what I've had to go through, with these interview processes, you know. You know, in the field that I'm in, I've been doing it for in my 37th year. I know more than the people that are interviewing me. I was in the business when some of these people were 5 and 6 years old, and they're asking me questions that an idiot can answer. You know, you know, it's unbelievable. And have you ever noticed though, they never want to talk about money. You always have to bring up, what are you paying? You know, I mean, because they're embarrassed to tell you what they're paying some of these people. So it's a complete joke. Complete joke. You know, I'll land a position that will be up my alley, what I'm looking for. I won't compromise and get something that I really don't want. But between you and I, you know, I would just like to have an interview process where you go in and, you know, at least when you're done, somebody would have the courtesy to call you back and tell you whether or not you've got the job. Just say yes or no. You know, it's unbelievable. I had a company the other day call me after 3 months of an interview. This is the last interview, and they call me like I'm supposed to be waiting around by the phone for them to call, you know. So, you know, if you're going to do any interviewing anybody, be a little goddamn courteous, okay? And give us a fucking break out here. Another thing I want to talk about is this Hurricane Katrina, the relief fund. I know these people need a lot of help. I think they needed a lot of help before. I know myself, I was appalled at the conditions, the living conditions that they were living in. I was appalled after the hurricane had hit. And, you know, I know that the money has to go there, but I'll be quite honest with you. You know, the scams have already started to come in with the people sending in the money to agencies that aren't on the up and up. I think we should understand that if you remember correctly, the Red Cross was in a scam not too long ago. So you have to be very careful where you're sending in all your money to these organizations. I guarantee that half the money won't even be going where we all think it's supposed to be going, and that's sad for the people there. You know that these atrocities have to happen in this fucking day and age. You know, I mean, you know, they actually like these levees, and now they're saying that the levees might not be repaired by the time they get another hurricane. But Jesus Christ, the fucking things weren't up to engineered standards prior to the hurricane. Before, they knew they had problems. Now all of a sudden, they've got excuses on why it might not be ready for the next hurricane. So I don't know. You know, it's like I say. I mean, I've got a lot of bitches and a lot of rants to say, and I'm going to say these things and get them off my mind. And I'm not pulling any punches. And this is my first episode in the rants. I just had started it, and like I say, once I get a better format together, I think the rants will be more intriguing. But like I say, now it's just me getting used to my own podcast, and I think it's going to be enjoyable for me, and I hope it is for the for the audience too. My webpage for my blog is www.bigbearrants.blogspot.com. If you want to check that out, please do. And I'll be talking to you soon again, and I appreciate you listening. All right? Bye-bye.